Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, that why you might hear that live today. What a disaster down in Tampa Bay. 33-16, the Bucs, and it didn't even feel that close. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I had so many thoughts in my head, I forgot the one that I just had. But this is the Daily Douglas for today. Never tweet or text angry. You just don't. Just take your time. Because I think yesterday, a lot of people were tweeting angry.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm like, I didn't have a whole lot to say yesterday after that game. I had to sit at home, and I had to take a nap and try to figure out what I just saw. It was bad.
It was bad.
It was bad. Pretty bad.
You know, I think today's a really good Daily Douglas. Calm down. Give yourself, you know, whatever, 18 hours
but
or so.
But we don't do that. And we don't do that as fans. We don't.
We
go immediately into blame. We play the blame game. We start pointing fingers. I'm talking about during the course of the game.
Fire him. Cut him.
Cut him. This guy's not that. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And you can't do that because then you get clouded in your assessment of what you just saw. Take a deep breath, everybody. Pull back. And then take it all in.
I like that. So I've done that for the past, whatever this has been, 17 hours, 18 hours.
Yes.
I can't even do the math. I'm that annoyed. I've done that, Hugh. I've calmed down. And you know what I have to say today? I'm angry. I'm annoyed. I'm frustrated, even with the time to calm down. Because that was an awful, and I know they had injuries. That's a part. We all know that was a part of yesterday. They were missing three of their five best players in the team. But that was an ugly performance by the Philadelphia Eagles. 215-592-9494. And let me just say, because I know we're gonna play the blame game, biggest issue today. It's all an issue, right?
Like you say the blame game.
There's nobody off the hook today. The quarterback was not good enough, and it's been a theme now for the better part of a year that he's way closer to average than he is anything great. That's what my eyes tell me for a long time now. The roster has deficiencies. There's no question about that, and they were aided by those injuries yesterday, you know, making it worse with what they don't have out there. But the biggest thing hitting me today, it hit me last year, it hit me, you know, at times over the course of the last few years, is they have no advantage at the head coach position. None. I watched the entire NFL, and every game you feel like that every team that's good, their head coach does something, like their side of the ball, their area expertise, something to move it forward. Culture builder or offensive guy, defensive guy. We've got nothing. I got a team that's unprepared. They haven't scored a point in the first quarter of any game so far this year. In Nick Sirianni's last 11 games, the Eagles are 3-8, and they've been outscored by almost 100 points. You go back to the last 11 games of Doug Peterson's tenure, and this is worse than that. It is ugly. I have a team that's unprepared right now, and I just keep looking at the head coach, and I can't figure out what he does here to help this football team win. They look totally out of sync, Hugh, yesterday. That was a game we thought would be a toss-up game, and by what? I don't know, 2 o'clock, 2:30 yesterday afternoon?
Yeah,
it was
a boat race.
It was over.
It was like one of them regatta races. It just ran away with it, man. It was something where I had a feeling going into this game that I used the analogy, the little boy complex, the little boy syndrome. When big brother is beating you up all the time and, you know, you've been working out and everything and you challenge your big brother and you're still not prepared. That's kind of how it was. Todd Bowles had Jalen's number. There's no question about that. But I also feel Jalen didn't play well. Let me say that first. But I also don't think that the game plan put him in position to be successful. Now, granted, I know part of that is because the defense put him behind eight ball early. They put him behind eight ball early. But I don't think that the game plan helped Jalen out at all yesterday. There was a lot that goes into this. And I know people like to want – we're going to play the game where who gets the most blame and all. I think there's enough to go around for everybody. That defense that played yesterday – didn't look like the defense that we saw a week ago.
Nope.
And I had a feeling that was going to be the case. Because you got cats in that locker room, all of a sudden, one game felt like they had arrived. This is the NFL. And the one thing you know for a fact about the NFL is that everybody's watching film. And what you did last week, that was so easy. It's not going to be that easy the following week.
No, it's not. It never is. And it was hard yesterday. And they just got embarrassed down there. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. all this stuff comes back to the Eagles' decision to keep Nick Sirianni. The culture here, which he's supposed to set, I don't believe is good. There's a laissez-faire attitude. You got players basically, you know, and we'll get to a lot today, either rooting for the other team yesterday or touting their own stats after the game after they lose. The culture here stinks. This team feels like a house of cards to me. I know they're 2-2, and there's a lot of season to go. I have an awful feeling about the 2024 Eagles. I do not like where this is going. I don't believe in the head coach. I don't believe, like, how could they come out every game and look unprepared? How? They have been outscored by 23 points in the first quarter this year. They haven't scored. They're the only team in the NFL, and there's four more teams have to play in week four, but the only team in the NFL through 4 weeks to not score a single point, Hugh, in the first quarter of a game this season. Do you know the last Eagle to score a first quarter touchdown? This name's going to blow you away. The last Eagle to score a first quarter touchdown was Julio Jones last year.
No,
yes,
no.
The ghost of Julio Jones. This team, why can't they come out of the gate better, Hugh? I don't understand. They look to me like they didn't practice this week. That's what it looked like to me.
And you have to excuse me, Joe, because I'm going to be really calculated because I'm trying to remember some of the players that I remember from the game. I think that initially when the game started, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come down and score, correct? They came down.
Yes.
They come down and score. And for whatever reason, we don't stay in our game plan. And we're trying to match. I guess we're trying to match score for score. And with that being said, Todd Bowles has had Jalen's number. Jalen starts the game, and he holds the ball a little bit too long. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's a little bit indecisive. But we kind of knew that going into the game. I think at that point, we didn't stay with what we started to do because we felt like the game was going to be a boat race, whatever they call it, a marathon, a sprint, whatever. So I think that's where we got outside of our game plan, and now we're trying to go tat for tat with them. The weather was a huge factor in this. I know we talked to Dave Spadaro Sunday, and he talked about how they had been practicing for this and preparing for this all week long. I don't know if they were prepared for it, Joe. I don't think that they took it seriously because guys were dropping like flies. You could tell fatigue set in early for some of these people. And it was a tough way to go. And Tampa did a great job of keeping them on the field. So they were wore out. So on the flip side, your offense is trying to get into their rhythm. And they're going 1-3 punt. They're not really moving the ball that well.
Sure.
Putting your defense back out there. And that was just a recipe for disaster. Yeah. There was a whole lot going on in this game.
And
yesterday,
it was a disaster yesterday. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. What's the biggest reason for yesterday's loss? The Eagles dropped to 2-2. That was ugly. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Eagles go down to Tampa and lay, I mean, just a gigantic
big old
egg.
Stinky turd.
Yeah, I mean, you guys said it. I'm embarrassed by the way they came out. They looked like woefully unprepared. I mean, they didn't even look prepared for the heat. The guys cramping up all over the place. Players don't know the rules. The defense is just very poorly constructed. And then any little bit of momentum that they had in the game was totally snuffed out by a quarterback who just continues to turn the ball over at the worst time. So, I mean, Sirianni said it starts with him. That was a loss yesterday that felt like it did start with him. They came out just not ready to play. It was lifeless. They have no juice, no identity. I have no idea what
that's
this football team
that
is.
That's all trash you talking.
But it's not good.
Write checks that your ass can't don't let your mouth write
that's
checks
the other
that
thing.
Your ass can't
there's
cash.
There's no like sense of control with this team. It feels like they're all just sort of working individually and in it for themselves. Like they're not a team right now. And, like, I think Joe nailed it when he said they're a house of cards. It feels like the slightest little thing is going to set this team off, and it's going to be trouble this year.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. A lot of your reaction today is it's a date event. The Eagles are 2-2, but it feels worse than that. And you might say, Joe, they're 2-2. They'll be fine. I have a lot of concern with this football team. I have a head coach who doesn't give any advantage, anything. In fact, I think he's a disadvantage. He doesn't give me anything on the sidelines. A quarterback that can't stop turning the football over, no matter what he says, the results are the same. A defense that just feels like a mess. I mean, it just feels like a mess on that side of the football, plus the injuries yesterday. 215-592-9494. We'll get to audio from Hurts, Sirianni, Saquon after the game. They all pretty much said the same thing. I think they were trying to be positive. It didn't sound great to me, though. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show reacting to an ugly and embarrassing Eagles loss on Sports Radio.